Money Man electronics in a little box and then put it on your electric guitar. I don't know. Today we're talking about the Ebo, a one-episode little one-off about a wonderful little cube. And hopefully we'll help you make use of yet another tool in the tune shed.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What is up, Marty?
I'm going to see you someday in Portland.
You're going to come visit?
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to make some music, that's for sure.
It's the dream. It's the freaking dream, dude. But for now, we're stuck on Zoom talking about this funny little box. Here it is.
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen one of these since college. And the first time I saw them, I literally thought it was black magic. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
This thing is cheap. I have a Soundstone. And let's just quickly look up what this would have cost.
Hey.
Soundstone Ebo. I'm seeing Ebos right now for $100. I bought this one for $23.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think the ones that are a little bit more comfy are around $100, because this one,
yeah,
this one's like super cheap and it's just a touch bit jank.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Because the ones that are better. They're like kind of curved and they sort of like hold in your hand nice and you can, well, first of all, we should probably talk about what this is.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What, how does it work?
We're like, what are you talking about?
Why should I buy this thing?
So an Ebo is a little thing that generates electromagnetic pulses and it can, and is designed to make a string on a string instrument reverberate perpetually.
And so for the tactile experience of this thing is you hold a box near a string and the string just goes,
the string just buzzes.
It's crazy.
Forever.
So it sounds like someone, I think it's bow after like a string instrument type of bow, like it makes the string resonate, right? But
yeah,
there's no physical contact, it seems.
There is no physical contact. It sort of just hovers above the string. And
wild.
It's battery powered and it just sends out electromagnetic waves and it makes the string go forever. And so you can sort of like instead of picking or strumming, you can just hold this Ebo on the string where you would normally pick it and then do whatever you want. On your other hand, you can just play whatever notes you want on the one string.
Oh, and it sounds so, the only reason I even know what this thing is because I had a crazy guitar player roommate, my bestie Max, back in college. And one day I was like, how are you making that sound? And he's like, oh yeah, it's just Ebo thing. It's just something that like magically makes strings resonate from a short range. And it just blew my mind. It's such a cool tool. And I can only imagine all the things you've done with it in production, Marty. I'm excited to hear.
Whale songs.
Whale songs.
You can make whale songs.
Yeah.
I think I had a similar experience with a guitar player friend of mine who's into like all the gadgets. He's into gadgetry.
Yeah.
They love a good Ebo. So back to what I was saying, this one is a little bit jank because it's a square and it sort of just looks like two nubs. And that you're supposed to like position the nubs on the strings outside of the ones you're playing. So it sort of just sits on the two like outside strings, and the inside string is the one that is supposed to resonate.
Got
so it mutes the two outside ones. But it's really like the nubs are really close to the resonator.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a very fine line between like actually touching the string and making it go having it not work at all. So I think the more expensive ones do a better job at making it comfortable, and I think that margin for error is a little bigger.
Yeah, but if you're just trying to do some fun stuff, just get some cheap one and mess around.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what I did. This one was like $23-26, made by a company called Soundstone. And I don't know, let's play it. I'll pull up an amp. Let's get this thing, turn it
Rock and
on.
roll, rock and roll.
Let's just do it on this string. Yeah, I'm just like moving my finger around.
That's pretty fun.
I have my Telecaster, by the way. That's what I'm using.
Beautiful. I like it with I've heard it with like pure tone, like almost no distortion. And it sounds, you can almost make it sound not like a guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Because
Do you want to try it?
it kind of like resonates everything evenly, which is when you pick, you know, you have this attack and then this decay, but this thing's just like, wah, it's there, it's not.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, let's try it. Let's try. I like putting it through a bunch of reverb.
Oh.
So what's my favorite plugin for a bunch of reverb? Well, that's Valhalla Supermassive, of course. Duh.
We're not
So we got
sponsored,
let's
by the
pull
way.
up. No, we should be though. We've used That's clean.
That's super clean.
So let's pump it through some reverb. Yeah. All right, here we go. I mean, what are the? It's endless. It's endless.
That was kind of like was restful, you know. I was starting to zone out. It's beautiful. It sounds so fun.
It's cool. It's great for like big ambient textures or like
Yeah.
sort of imitating what a string would do, you know?
Totally.
'Cause
Yeah.
you can kind of like do a line and then automate in volume and have things swell up and swell down.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Yeah. I feel like you could sample some of those notes too and make a really nice pad out of it and play some big chords. I don't know. You could do all sorts of fun things.
That'd be super easy. Yeah, there's so much to do. And the downside to this thing is that it can't play multiple notes at once. You know, it can't like resonate two strings. So there's no chords, so you kind of have to think monophonically. You know what
Yeah.
I'm
Just
saying?
like a synthesizer. A mono
Yep.
synth.
Mono synth. The
Shout out to the
electric
synth
guitar.
series.
I love this thing. However, the electric guitar isn't the only thing we can do.
Ooh, I thought this might be coming. I love it. Hey, while you do this, I should say, join our Discord. We got a bunch of people in there hanging out, talking about music, sharing music, whatever. It's just a good place to hang out. And then also, if you want to support us, we got a link in the show notes to support us. We appreciate it. Trying to upgrade the podcast, trying to get together with each other and make some music. We'll probably live stream something or do something fun for everybody. So I would really appreciate that. What do we got here, man? Is this a acoustic electric?
This is an acoustic electric. I have
It's
a little
beautiful.
pickup,
It's
in there.
Look at that.
And it's just sort of hanging out right now. Bloop.
Oh.
It's
Settings.
so funny because this guitar actually has a pickup in it.
Oh.
There's the battery for it, and there it is.
Yeah.
But I bought an installed pickup because this pickup is really good.
That's cool. I've never seen somebody install their own pickup on a guitar. You can kind of place it where you want it, right? And
Yeah, and the one that came with this Breedlove was just kind of janky and it also just sounded bad. I find that a lot of acoustic guitar pickups sound really clacky. They
huh.
just sound like they I don't know, they just sound bad. And
Just
this
don't like
one,
it.
yeah, this one was like a good 300 or so, and it sounds a lot better. It doesn't sound as clacky.
I got a mandolin that's an acoustic electric, and I don't like the pickup on it, so maybe I'll try that.
I think it's good. This one is the brand is LR Bag. LR Bag.
All
But it
right.
Are you getting that?
Yep, I'm getting that. good.
This is very Bon Iver right here. That's the sound of the string hitting the coils.
That's cool. It's like little bells.
Let's do a lower string.
Does Bon Iver use this thing?
Yeah. There's a harmonic for you.
Cool. And I just realized there is some attack, as it takes some time to get the string resonating, right? So it's this slow swell into the sound. It's a really slow attack, but it's there.
If you get really good at the touch, you can sort of like lean into the ebow a little bit. You can press a little harder.
Oh, get it a little closer and it does its magic.
Yeah, and then you can take it away slowly and have the string kind of die. The weird thing is that if you just like boink right onto the guitar without it vibrating first, it doesn't seem to work. I don't know if the more expensive ebows are better at that, but this one, it seems like you need to get it going. Like the string already has to sort of be resonating a little bit.
Interesting. It just needs a little bit of a starter to get wiggling.
Yeah, it's probably because it's a feedback loop. You know, there's some sort of feedback loop happening.
Yeah. That's cool.
No idea.
Really cool. They're so magical.
Dude, these things are great. And like, you can just make like, I'd usually choose to make big textures, so I'll record like 8 to 10 notes at a time and make this big like cluster of big ebonus.
Yeah.
But for the final act of this drama, I wanted to try something that I've never tried before with the ebo.
Oh, this sounds good. I was actually going to ask you, is it only for strings or can it resonate other things? And I feel like that's an appropriate question. I don't know what you're about to do, but I just feel
that
like...
isn't appropriate. Well, let's try with the uke because in theory, it shouldn't work.
Like a nylon string? Is that the difference?
Yes. Yeah, because this thing is plastic. And I don't think electromagnetic pulses work on plastic.
Wait, what? Why? They should.
Maybe they do. Nope.
I hear nothing.
I think it's because magnets don't attract plastic. They attract metal.
I've never taken a physics class. I know a little bit because I just questioned my brother all the time. But for some reason, I missed physics all the way through. And, you know, I'm not commenting on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm just a musician, man. I don't know.
That is interesting. It doesn't work on nylon. If you know the answer, email us at thetuneshedpodcast@gmail.com or just join our Discord and share it in there.
Please join our Discord because we're on episode 99 right now. And for episode 100, we are planning something big. And you will have to be a part of our Discord to take advantage of the big thing.
Oh my God, don't miss out.
But that's for another day.
That is for next time.
I'm going to try it on this dulcimer.
Ooh.
So
are those all metal strings?
Yes, they're all metal strings. And I don't see, I'm not sure if it needs a pickup. Cuz the pickup is what, I don't know. I don't know the physics behind it, but I'm not sure if it needs a pickup or if it just needs a metal string. So
wait, does it work acoustically?
Huh. I really hope so, because the acoustic, like, it works on the acoustic guitar without a pickup, so in theory it should work on this
totally
little dulcimer
it should,
here. I have this little lyre thing.
Just vibrating it. Yeah, that thing is beautiful.
It's really fun to play. Those of you who have been a fan of the podcast for a while have probably heard me break this out before, but...
Dang, you're good. How do you do those note bends?
This little like bridge right here has some room where the string continues into the peg.
Yeah.
So there's a little section. I mean, it's on the side here.
Yeah.
It's like the on a guitar. Imagine what happens after the top fret. That's kind of what's
Yes.
happening on this dulcimer, but there's room to for me to press the string down.
You
So
press
I'm literally
there.
just, yeah, I'm just literally pressing like I'm pressing on the side. I
Can I
don't
do that
think
on my
that's how.
banjo?
Yeah? Why not?
Hold up, I'll be right back.
Go try it. There he goes. Usually it's me who's running around crazy. Oh, nice pants. He's got beautiful
Gotta put
striped
my
pants
headphones
on.
on for this.
Oh, I was telling the audience that I love your pants.
Oh yeah, I'm wearing
Your
my
beautiful
pajamas.
stripy pants.
All right, here we go. I'll see if I can do this really close to the mic. Little bit. See that
Huh.
little pause?
I am hearing it.
It's not a ton though.
Yeah, it's not quite as much, but it is substantial.
Huh,
I
that's
wonder why
interesting.
it's not as much. Oh, it's because your strings are longer.
They're super long. Yeah, the
Yep.
ratio's like 30 to 1. Like 30 on one side of the bridge and 1 on the other. I could.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's the principle behind a Chinese zheng.
Oh, really?
That lap instrument that has the bridges that you can move around in the middle. And
Ah.
they play it and they sort of press the other side of the string. They go. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's usually like just around 1 to 1 on that ratio.
I see. And that's why the bridge in the middle helps with those bendy notes. That's cool. Learn
The
something new every day,
things that we
man.
learn, dude, the things that we discover on this podcast. You want to try this?
Yeah, I want to try this. On the how do you say it? Lyre? Lyre?
The lyre dulcimer. I don't know what to say. It's a
Lyre?
technically oh my God, I forgot the name. It's like a lap harp, but there's another name for it. I forget what it is. So what do I do? I guess I just.
Hold it as best you can.
It does work. Are you
Whoa.
hearing that?
Yes, I'm hearing that.
I mean, I can only do one note because there's no frets on this thing.
Sweet.
But.
That is a cool sound. I know you're vibrating another string there too, but it just sounds awesome.
That's so cool. And I can like wiggle it at the same time. It sounds a little bit like a theremin.
You're right.
Just like
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because theremins are like this contactless instrument as well. It's funny to stumble upon that sound with another thing that doesn't use direct contact.
it
Huh.
is. I've considered doing a theremin episode on this podcast because our local library rents out theremins, which is so
Ooh.
sick. But for some reason, you can never get one. They're always checked out. People just, I don't know, it's like out there like spam booking theremins, but please
Yeah,
stop, I need
there's some
one.
fan who's like, I just want to have this thing forever.
The thing is, there's like three of them that the library has in stock purportedly, and they're all just booked. It's like, are the three same people just getting together and playing, or are theremins just that popular? You
I
know?
feel like it's just a couple people for some reason. I feel like how many
Probably.
people are like, needing a theremin for an extended period?
That's what I'm saying. There must be a club.
There's got to be a
Silly,
club.
some silly Ann Arbor club.
We're gonna have to work ourselves into that club, Marty. Figure
Oh.
out who's renting them and end this.
Ingratiate myself. Well, go get one of these. If you are a guitar player, this is kind of a must-have if you're in your arsenal. It makes sounds that you otherwise cannot make with a guitar.
Yeah.
Very important to have one. Obviously, put all the effects through it. Tons of reverb always sounds good.
Yeah.
Chorus is fine. You know, play with amp settings. It's endless. But this thing is a cool little tool. So, highly recommend it.
Cool little tool. Go make some unique sounds. Good
Go
stuff.
do it. And
I
tune in
want to.
for next episode because it's
Yeah.
episode 100. And
Episode
that's a big
100.
deal, dude.
That's big, man. We've been going at it.
We've been doing it.
It's great. I really want to try the theremin on the banjo too. Or not the, oh my gosh, the ebow on the banjo because it has this resonating drum head And I really wonder if the string, you could get the string to make drums sing. You know, the ebow's making the string sing, which makes the drums sing, and you could get some weird overtones or something. I think you could do fun stuff with it, but I'll have to try that sometime.
Please do. I'm very curious.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time, come back around for episode 100. It's going to be great. We got some surprises. We got some fun going on. And yeah, much love, everybody. See y'all soon.
Bye.